Sunday, Monday, Corey days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Corey days. Corey day. What a day for YouTube. This content is out. Scoop along with me those Corey days. No scoops.
None.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Steel Wars. I am Steel Saunders, and I do love Star Wars, and I am filled with joy. Every time I hear that theme song, Corey Van Dyke, we need to have like a reaction to the theme so you can see my, because I forget what it sounds like each time because we only do a podcast like every 4 years. They make more Star Wars films than we make podcasts at this rate. But yeah, behind the banner thing, I'm always just like, scoop along. It just captures.
Yeah, we should do that. Let's next time just have the audio.
Now, every picture tells a story, Corey. I'm sorry for people listening to this on the podcast, but Corey doesn't have a hat on. And you might think, where's Corey's hat? And you know where Corey's hat is because there's five of them hanging directly behind him. But there's one spot missing. Is there meant to be a hat there? What's going on? It's ruining my OCD.
Yeah, I don't know where it's at. It's somewhere. It's supposed, I think it might be in my closet or something, but yeah, usually there. I just didn't have time.
Okay. I just want to move that other one over just so it's not so, because it's bugging the hell out of me. I cannot handle. No, the other way. All right, that might work with your head in there. This is terrible content. Terrible. Hey, all right, anyway. I knew I shouldn't have brought this up. God.
There you go.
All right, you've achieved absolutely nothing. So it has been a while since we've podcast. So we haven't, did we do one at the start of Mando? Did we do the first episode?
Well, we did one before the first episode. So
I think
when the trailer came out. Yeah.
Got you. Well, we've both been very busy in our other pursuits in life, our more earthbound careers, as it were.
Yeah.
Michael, don't go on about those hats, buddy. Let's just forget about the hats in the chat. All right. Don't derail the whole show. But we will talk about The Mandalorian because we both have thoughts. The breaking news, as I bring it up on screen, I've got a new laptop. Google Chrome would like to record this computer's screen and audio. All right, I think that's a yes. Yes. All right, I've got a new laptop, so
That is great. That's great news, in fact.
It's asking me little passwords and stuff as we go. Oh, wait, Google Chrome may not be able to record contents of your screen until it's quit. I don't want to record. Later, bro. Come on. Chill out. All right, here we go. Oh, my God, that was very nerve-wracking. Is that? Okay, bang. Damon Lindelof.
Yeah.
Co-creator of Lost.
Watchmen. I know, that's got me so excited about this idea.
So he was writing the Rey film, as it were, and he's just done an interview, and of course he left the project, and he's done an interview with Esquire, one of those ones where they very wittily reply to questions off the internet. Do you know what I mean? Like it's there.
Wow, is that how he answered this?
Yeah, that's what it appears to be. Oh, I didn't even know one of the things he talks about is how he'd end Succession. Oh, that's very fascinating. I just fast-forwarded to the Star Wars bit. But he just like very sort of candidly jokes about how he was asked to leave. So before we dig in with our little theories and thoughts, let's shall we go to the one of the greatest men to have been let go by Lucasfilm in recent times, One of a couple, Corey. here we go.
Is that Paul Rudd showing up that he wasn't supposed to be? Yeah. And guess what? I was listening to a podcast.
Could you hear that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Asked with Bill Hader talking about the first two episodes of Barry, and he mentioned this music that they used for Henry Winkler's one-man show, and he said that the idea came from Paul Rudd. So the guy's everywhere. There's no stopping him. He's not slowing down. You were in talks to join the Star Wars universe. Can you see yourself revisiting it in the future? I was in more than talks to join the Star Wars universe. I joined the Star Wars universe. I was asked to leave the Star Wars universe. So, like, will I get back in line outside the club and try to get back in again? Of course. This movie was the Alpha and the Omega. It's the first movie I saw in a movie theater. I love all the storytelling in that world. And if at first you don't succeed, try again. Or again, try, as Yoda would say. I'm not going to do the Yoda voice. Should we be worried about AI?
Yes.
wow.
Your thoughts, yeah. Corey?
It's a common trend that we see over there. You can tell there's a bit of sadness in his voice as he's saying it. Aubrey and I just rewatched Lost. She hadn't seen it, so she watched it for the first time, and it was cool seeing her experience watching it. But the whole time I was watching it, this was before he was told to leave. And the whole time, like, wow, this is going to be great. This guy's going to write a Star Wars movie. It's going to be the next one. And literally, I think it was like 2 or 3 days after we finished Lost, that came out, that he was out. And that's when I lost all faith in Star Wars films, I think, because that was the one writer that I was hoping wouldn't get axed from it. But then it's interesting because, like, apparently he was writing a movie about an elderly Rey or something, and it's about her training to Jedi.
I was thinking, that commercially, like, learning from your mistakes or not even mistakes, but things that were not received well, with this next Star Wars, I thought you had to make it Rey's in the middle. Yeah. Like, to have her as like a side character or the teacher that sort of sends them off, you're just setting up, like, you're just continuing the cycle of disfranchising, like, fans that
and
whether that's right or wrong, that's just how it is. So
hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I sort of, like, if you're like a Bobby Eye, you'd be like, this character that everyone loves already, or like a, you know, like $5 billion worth of love already, you know, you're not going to get everyone to love everyone, but like, she's already set. Let's make sure those fans that spent all that money are like satisfied, because whenever we deviate, you know, from that, like there is a backlash. So you sort of got to make a creative decision, like, led by money sort of thing, like, you know, whether that's like artistically right, like I think the thing is he didn't want to write that story with Rey in the middle. He had his own sort of, you know, characters, and, you know, wanted to take it in his other way. And that was like my theory in the head, that was the big creative thing where it's like, this just is not for me. Right. And it was just the thing of like, it has to be about Ray.
Yeah, I actually, so if that was his script and it was about like an elderly Ray or whatever it might have been, I do agree that I think they went in the best direction with what they're going with now with the new Jedi Order, because I feel like there's so much you can do with Rey's story still, especially when she's outside of the Skywalker saga. So I ultimately, if that's the decision that went into parting ways, I think that makes sense. I would much rather, like you said, have that middle story filled in with what we're about to get. Because, yeah, I mean, they're kind of having to backtrack with Luke now and put him in.
This is the thing. Like, you're gonna jump Rey as, like, you know, prime.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, do you know what I mean? And Sam in the chat says elderly and older Rey may be misunderstood in the rumor mill, but it's sort of, I think she just has to be like just in her prime. It's like not sort of like in that sort of elder role.
Yeah.
Like don't skip a chapter, like, a major chapter, which is when like, you're at full vitality.
Right. Yeah, no, I agree. I think it, plus, I mean, Daisy's still young and she still looks like Rey from, you know, 5 years ago. So you can do a lot with her character and you know, obviously she's back, and I don't know how, like, an elder, I mean, you'd have to recast for that.
Yeah. Well, I think elderly's like, you know, that's a misuse of words, I feel like, because in your head, it feels like they're going to put her into the same effect as Harrison Ford, but just turn the aging the other way. And they've got it set for Indiana Jones.
I hate that.
They'll just wrinkle her all up.
Yeah.
Prune face her.
That would be an interesting thing to do.
So it is like, it's fascinating to ponder and hopefully word will come out of, like, if any of his script like made it through into the final film.
Yeah, I'm sure elements will be in there. I know there's been like rumors going around that John Boyega could come back, which I hope it's about Rey and Finn rebuilding the Jedi. That I think would be the story I'd want the most post-sequel trilogy. We'll see. I think you get Oscar Isaac back too, honestly. I think so.
He did say if he needed a new house.
He might need a new house. He might be ready to invest.
We've just got a Lego issue in the other room. So, okay, there's an issue with something with Mario. So we'll be back in a second, Corey. So if you can just answer questions from the chat, maybe.
Okay. Let's see. Maybe Finn will finally get to tell her something. Yeah. I watched Rise of Skywalker for the first time in years, about 2 weeks ago. Yep. It's an interesting one still. A lot of interesting things that could have happened but didn't. But I don't know. I oddly enough, I usually am not a fan of Rise of Skywalker, but I found myself enjoying it a couple weeks ago because it's so goofy. It's the goofiest thing. Hopefully Finn will actually be able to finish what he wanted to tell Rey. That'd be nice. 15 years later. That'll be the twist of the film.
Oh man. I wish they were firmer on that at the end.
I watched the Rise of Skywalker a couple weeks ago and I hadn't watched it really, I think, since it came out. And yeah. it's such a goofy movie that, like, I just don't take it seriously. It's just funny.
Okay, wait there. Mario's making this sound. I've got to check out. Just hold up.
Okay. I think I've talked about this before, but I think doing a new Jedi Order movie is very smart. I don't know if I would have launched the new generation of Star Wars films with it, but I think maybe starting with the Mando movie might have been a little bit smarter, just because we've already invested so much time in the sequel trilogy. But I mean, I'm still very excited about the movie. I've seen a lot of people say they're excited about it. But we'll see what ends up happening. If that movie even comes out, I still think, even though Celebration, you know, they announced a bunch of movies, I don't know. We'll see what happens. If once I'm seated, you know, we're all seated at the theater, then I'll believe it's happening. But until then, we'll see. But the Filoni movie, I'm intrigued about for sure. I've seen the articles going around about how he is talking about wanting to bring a bunch of characters in. Oh.
He's got this Lego Mario figure that it goes to sleep, and he's got light up eyes. And he goes, "I'm tired. I go to sleep," and then the eyes, like, they slowly close. Oh, oh my god!
Oh wow, that's kind of terrifying.
Oh yeah, of course you'd say that. Hey, speaking of people to get fired. Did you hear Gareth Edwards is he's got a new film, and apparently it looks sick.
Okay, I thought you were about to say he got fired on that film, but
no.
Yeah, I know it's he's got a stacked cast in that one. He's doing good things.
Yeah, so good for him. Mandalorian season 3, Corey. How'd you find that?
Oh man. I have so many things I could say about that.
Before we get into that, have you played the video game? People want to know.
I haven't played it. I've watched the whole story.
Is it up already?
It is, yeah.
Oh, sick. Yes.
I very much enjoyed it. Yeah.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Very good writing for the game.
Okay. Speaking of good writing, Mandalorian Season 3, how'd you find it?
Yeah, I didn't like it. I you know, usually when this is how I know I don't really like something, is for the most part when Star Wars content comes out and I like it a lot, I'll rewatch it like pretty often, or I'll at least rewatch it the next day. But I found for Mando that there really wasn't an episode that I went back to rewatch, because there were some. I mean, like the second episode was very good with exploring Mandalore and all of that. I thought that was cool. I liked the one where Zeb appeared. The Navarro fight stuff was all right. But pretty much everything else I was just pretty lukewarm on. I was not a fan at all of season 3. I've kind of forgotten it already in my mind.
Interesting.
Yeah. What about you? I mean,
so you won't be as surprised as everyone else when Moff Gideon returns in season 4.
Oh my gosh, dude. Yeah, like I've said, I mean, ever since we covered Mando here on this channel too, like I've always said that Moff Gideon is a character that I could not wait to see do more, especially bringing in somebody like Giancarlo Esposito. And instead, he's just such a cartoon villain in season 3, even more so. I don't know what's going on there. And if he does come back, I just don't care at this point. Like, well,
you know, like everything's said and done, but yeah. It set the tone where I'm just like, yeah, he probably will be back in some form. Either like there's clones of him, or like it's just like that's just sort of seems to be the stakes involved. Like even at the end, bring back IG-11. It was like, why?
Yeah, like, no, I felt like, the same like, way.
All it does is when you watch the season 1 finale, you're not as emotionally invested, because he just comes, like, he just pops back for no reason.
No, I mean,
And just, like, not to go full all negative, like, some of the stuff that I loved,
yeah,
like, I really enjoyed the Mandalorian stuff this like that sort of storyline was the one that I ended up sort of being more invested in.
Mm-hmm.
And that conversation that Bo-Katan and Din have, I think in this episode 7, like about like your song is not yet written, Lady Carice, like, you know, that, like, I thought that was super sick and sort of, you know, good character time. But then when, like, so that's something I like, but then like when it all unfolds at the end and they're wrapping it all up, they don't even have like a character moment together, like game right. recognizes game. Yep. I've got your back. Like, if you ever need me, lady, like, do you want to, like, it's just like,
yeah, there was no exchange between them. There was nothing.
Yeah. There was just that bizarre adoption in front of the orphan.
Yeah. There was a buildup between those two characters to interact at some point. And like, yeah, the fact that's what I didn't like about the finale the most is the end of it just felt like there was no substance, I guess. It was just very, oh, we're all like, we won the battle. It's done. Din's here. Bo's here. There was no speech by Bo. There was no.
And like, to their credit, they've built up these cool characters, like, you know, at the Armorer and, you know, Axe Wolves and like Bo-Katan Din. But yeah. Then at the end, it just goes back to like we are Mandalorians, yeah. cha-cha. Like, it's sort of like, it went back to the, like, just the, I don't know, the very surface level of it, rather than, like, the great characters that you've sort of come up with. Like give them, like, I want my game recognized game moments.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing is, I remember, you know, when I was initially saying it, like, the finale, a lot of people were saying that, or accusing people that, you know, it's because there's no cameos. And that's not the case at all. I think the season worked. You didn't have to have any cameos in the season. I just think the story, like everything you just said, it's just, it feels like there was stuff that was cut throughout the final episode. Like, there were scenes that should have been there that just weren't. That's, and then Katie Sackhoff ended up talking about how they had filmed a Bo like speech sequence. They had filmed more stuff between her and Din, and then like all that being cut, to me doesn't make a lot of sense considering the episode was also very short in length, and you could have totally incorporated that. So,
And this is the thing about their whole, I don't know, like secret. Like, secrets are the best.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Moff Gideon's, like, so Moff Gideon had this plan to clone himself with a Mandalorian Jedi. Is that it? And him.
Yeah.
And have them with the Force.
Yeah.
No, okay. Yeah. No. Like, whatever about that. Like, that's like fine and dandy. Do what you got to do, right? Like, you know, whatever your plan is, you know, do your best.
Yeah.
But we found out about that plan once it was foiled.
Right. Like, no, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
So there's no like I would say, hey, let's introduce this in like episode 4 or something.
Yeah.
And so when it gets to, like, when the Star Destroyer comes down or the cruiser, whatever, like, it's like, oh, it's like, there was no time to enjoy the plan. Like, it's quite a, like, it's an intriguing plan, but we, like, find out about it, but it's already, like, it's already wrapped up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that's, I think with Gideon too, like, the idea of him constantly coming back in only the final 2 episodes to only have nothing to do is just, it felt like a repeat of the last 2 seasons. Where
I'll make a really bad analogy.
Yeah.
Right. This doesn't hold up, but it's like in Star Wars, right? That after Luke Skywalker blows up the Death Star, Darth Vader says, oh, that was my super laser planet. It was going to destroy everyone. And you're like, oh, thank God that's gone then. Like, it's, you have to establish the threat.
Yeah, 100%.
And that's that's what it to me is like. They're really like I love the characters, I love the action, but the stakes are just deflated across the board.
Oh yeah, no, 100%. And that this is the first time where like I remember at the end of season two, Amanda being very excited about the future of the show, and at the end of this season, I was kind of like, I don't know where you go from here. Like, what's the angle now? Is especially with Din is he's a bounty hunter now again, and I thought the whole point of him reuniting with Mandalore and like his covert was to be a part of that again, and now he's not, and so I don't understand like what his character arc is supposed to be.
Well, my two theories, it did seem to be promoting that he'd be going out on his own adventures.
Yeah.
So I would at a guess hazard, it's going to be more, if they did a fourth season, it's going to be pretty episodic or non-episodic. Like, do you know what I mean? More just
serialized kind of.
Yeah. But also, I don't know. Or my marketing head would say, don't put these guys back in any more TV. So you build up the anticipation for them to be in the film.
I agree with that. Yeah. I think had the season been written a little better, it would have been a perfect, segue into the movie. It's Harry.
He wants a huggy.
What did Harry think of The Mandalorian season 3?
He hasn't seen it yet. He not much interest in live action Grogu. Likes an animated. Loves a Lego. Oh
yeah.
Hey, what's going on? Are they going to do a Lego Star Wars Mandalorian?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, they've got it. Like, they got in the recent Lego game, they have an option to play as the Mandalorian and Grogu.
In the Skywalker Saga one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that going to come out on iPhone, do you think?
I think it is already.
No.
Maybe not. I don't know.
We've got it on iPhone, but it's only the first six. And it's so good.
Yeah.
Seven little puzzles. Don't we have fun playing Lego Star Wars?
Yeah, but we still haven't done a few of the character ones. The ones we need, bad guys and right?
Yeah.
The challenge ones we don't have the characters with.
Yeah, because Harry's just discovered once he finishes a stage, he can go back in there and take other characters in that aren't in that stage. And he thinks that's real cool.
That's awesome. That's cool that he's enjoying Lego now.
What are the best characters to play as, Harry? Who jumps the best?
But I really want to play as Paul because I never play as Paul.
Did you hear that?
Ask him to play as Tatooine Villager.
Oh, yeah. You could play as a Tatooine Villager like Daddy. They should let you play as a Porg, shouldn't they? Yeah. All right. Can you hop down? I'm going to finish up with Corey. All right. More huggy.
I saw that Harry watched Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, but only halfway through. We had a he had a nap, but we might watch the rest of it today. Do you want to watch the rest of Empire Strikes Back today? Yes.
Oh, so okay.
He's still midway through. Very if you know cool. what I mean.
Yes. Hasn't gotten to the big part yet.
Yeah, but he was very concerned about that slug in the asteroid that it was very hungry.
Really?
It's no fun being hungry, is it, Harry? Okay, you go get a toy. It's all right. You're caught in the microphone thing. I'm going to see the Star Wars trilogy tomorrow, actually, Corey.
Oh, I did see you. Yeah. I tried to get into that. Yeah, that'll be cool. Is it all three?
Yeah. So it's going to be something. Oh, my God. Last week on Saturday night, I went and saw Ben Burtt do a talk at the Academy of Motion Picture Museum.
Oh, you know,
Ben Burtt that did all the sound effects?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, oh, my God, how they don't get this guy to do, just a panel at Celebration. Like, it was just breathtaking. And he's so funny. And he's just so he was quite into early special effects. I put up a little Twitter thread about that. He was an absolute champ. I had something else about the man. Oh, and just like the Mandalorian, back to that. Just they're their own worst enemy sometimes. Like they reference themselves into oblivion. My favorite reference where it's just like, why did you say that? Is that someone went to the forbidden dead planet of Mandalore, right?
Yeah.
No one's been there. It's poisoned. It's cursed. They got a piece of sacred Mandalorian rock.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went to Tatooine and traded it with a Jawa.
Yeah.
Just don't say you got it from Jawas. It's
funny. I actually forgot all about that storyline. I don't even remember the first episode, but yeah, that is shocking.
Do you want to show your Mario thing, Harry?
Oh yeah, let's see him.
Do it to the microphone. Ready?
Lego Mario time.
Did Harry enjoy the Super Mario movie?
What did you think of the Super Mario movie, Harry?
I liked it.
It was actually pretty good. I went and saw Guardians of the Galaxy 3 last night.
Yeah, what'd you think?
The world premiere, lots of glamour. Have you ever watched Westworld?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was sitting opposite Bernard.
Really?
Yeah. And awesome. He's just sitting there like a robot, mate. It's just the whole time, just roboting it up.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, Koopa.
Actually, it's one of the things you dig.
Oh, yeah, the dig underground. I think it's a mole.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool, Harry.
Corey says it's cool.
It's really cool. Did Harry build it?
Yeah. It's not in the camera, Harry. That's it.
Wow, he has got some interesting eyes. So he just goes to sleep by itself?
Yeah, just like. I don't know. He doesn't want to go to sleep now. I don't know. I'm just looking at the comments. James Waterman's got an interesting one. I'd feel a little bit more moved emotionally by the Mandalorian's journey if I could see their faces feeling things. Well, that is true, but I just think that they have to keep the helmets on half the Mandalorians so no one wonders why Din doesn't take his helmet off ever.
Yeah. Ooh, it's Bowser. That's cool.
Oh, Corey's scared because it's Bowser, Harry. Oh, it's Bowser Jr., Corey.
It's Bowser Jr. Okay, not scary then. Not scary.
I've completely forgotten. Oh, yeah, about the masks. I think because Pedro Pascal's not there, that's just like why half the helmets have to stay on.
Well, also, I think...
they should CGI it like they did to Tem in Attack of the Clones. It looked great. You didn't notice it. It looked perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Tamora Morrison had some interesting comments this week about Mando season 3.
Harry, do you need some attention?
No mouse.
No mouth. Where did his mouth go? Oh, there it is. What, ready? Watch this. I'm Bowser Jr. Yeah, run us through the comments, whores. Corey?
Let's see.
Oh, you've got him up there?
I do. This season feels like the Fall Guy for more interesting, well-written story beats in the future. The season is the Age of Ultron of Star Wars TV. Wow. It's an interesting comparison. yeah, I don't know. I'm very excited for Ahsoka. I think that's going to be a hidden gem in the Disney era of Star Wars. I have a feeling. It looks very good. But yeah, I agree. Mando's writing. We'll see. We'll see what happens with that character. I'm not as invested in those characters as I was.
Yeah, I'm interested to see a completely Dave Filoni written show.
Me too. Yeah.
Like, buddy, knock it out of the park for me, please.
I think he can do it, man. I really do. I mean, everything he's written so far, I've been very impressed with. So I'm thinking we got a
good thing. I'd like to think, just give us a sec, Harry. I'd like to think that he can prove his, script through, spiritual Star Wars references rather than where Favreau seems to, I'll put it in as many as, the fans, all the fans will like this. So I am fascinated and I have very high hopes and I wish him the best. But we're going to go build this. We're going to find all these pieces to make Yoshi's land. It's going to be a whole afternoon.
All right.
But we will catch up hopefully next week, Corey.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Yoshi, everyone. Oh, but Guardians of the Galaxy is very good.
Okay, good.
I recommend going to see it as soon as you can.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm seeing it next Friday. Yeah.
Oh, when does it come out?
Next Thursday.
Oh, so it's a whole week. Oh, wow. Gosh. Yeah. Wow. That's a shame. I hope it stays.
I haven't seen anything yet, so I'm hoping I don't get spoiled at all. But
But it is visually insane.
That's what I heard.
I actually got to speak to one of the special effects supervisors, this guy Andrew Park. You see him on the, he's always got a big credit on the Marvel films, because Ronnie knows, them all from working on Shang-Chi. And I was just saying to him, I'm like, oh my God, I watch a lot of Star Wars. And you killed it. It's like the creatures, and there's this one planet they land on, Corey, you are not gonna like.
Really?
Yeah, you're gonna be really, they land on the grossest planet I've ever seen.
Okay.
But and super funny as well. So I give it a solid 4 stars.
Oh, nice. All right, I'm excited.
All right, Corey. Do your little plugs. Go on.
Yeah, you can just follow me at Corey_Wolfpack in the Con of War call. Steele and I will be back next week for sure.
Yeah, we'll try to make some more time. Yeah. But for now, this episode's gone on
long enough.
A flag. Oh yeah, we've gotten to the flag. That's very symbolic. We've gotten to the flag at the end of the stage. That stage being
that's perfect.
Yeah. All right, Corey. May that force be with you. Sunday, Monday, Corey days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Corey days. Corey day. What a day for YouTube. This content is out. Scoop along with me those Corey days. All right. So in the after credits scene, the Guardians of the Galaxy are confronted by Superman, who's confronting Black Adam. Oh, is this? Oh, God, I gotta turn this off.
Black Adam.